Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. This is 103.7 WUVS. This is Community Focus. I am Melvin Burns. I co-host this program with Gregory T. Roberts, who was here with us in the studio today. Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you, man. It's glad to be back. And I want to thank you and the staff for holding this show down. It's been incredible with the work that you guys have done.
Thank you, brother. It's good to have you back. All right. We, as usual, we have an exciting program for you all. We're going to introduce our guest in a moment. Let's start off with weather. Today, we have a low of 40, high of 55. Tomorrow, 100% chance of rain, low of 40, high of 55. Sunday, low of 34, high of 43. On Monday, we have a low of 29, high of 43 with a 50% chance of rain. Tuesday, that glowing thing in the sky will be the sun, although it will be a low of 24 and a high of 37. On Wednesday, expect more rain, low of 30, high of 57. And next Thursday, with the 85% chance of rain, low of 45, high of 52. So that is your weather. You know, Greg, while you were gone, you know, I know you're still program. I started doing a five list.
Yes.
So I have a five list today. Five reasons you came back into the studio. You ready?
Yeah.
The number one list you came back, the reason you came back is because you were tired of taking 2 o'clock naps on Friday. Number two, you had finally completed Emily's honey-do list.
I'm still working on it.
Still working on it?
Okay. Still working on it.
She had some stuff. Number three reason you're back, the investigation is complete. You are not on the Epstein's list. Number four reason you're back, you are not running for re-election. And number five, the main reason you are back is because we do this better together, my brother.
Yeah. Right. Yes, we do. So
it's good to have you back. We'll talk a little bit more in the future about what your journey's been like. And we've touched on it, but hopefully we'll get a chance to dedicate some time to your journey. I think it'll help some people out there.
It's been an incredible time and journey that we will get into. And like I told PA, it's going to take about 3 weeks to get all of this information that I get inside, but we're going to have to take a bit at a time. But sure, we got some guests in the house.
Yes. Folks, I'm excited to have these guests here today. You may have heard of the work they're doing here, maybe have not met them, but we want to introduce you today to Larry Williams, who is a native of Muskegon Heights. He attended Baker College in Muskegon and Grand Rapids. He's become a staple here in the community. He's been involved in a number of activities and events, community organizing, as well as HW Farms here in Muskegon Heights. Some of you may know him from his recent teaching at the Muskegon Heights Academy. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we also have with us Josh Heron. Josh is one of the founders of the People's Table, which is a grassroots community meal here in Muskegon. We're going to talk about that today. You may also know him by some of the other things he's doing in the community. He is one of the owners of The Soap Dude, which you can find on Henry Street. And these gentlemen have come into the community and they made an imprint. And we certainly are looking forward to talking a little bit more about that today. So, Josh, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Guys, the People's Table. What is the People's Table?
Well, the People's Table is a meal we serve every Sunday. No questions asked. Anybody who shows up can have a meal, enjoy their neighbors, enjoy their community, and just be a part of everything that we're doing. It's free. Anybody can come.
Okay. So where did this idea start from?
So the idea came from me and my brother went to church a lot when we were kids. So mm-hmm. we wanted to have a fellowship event that everybody could come to, everybody mm-hmm. could feel like they belong to. Mm-hmm. So we set it up. We first started doing it out at Bethlehem Park in Muskegon Heights.
Okay.
And then we moved it downtown a couple of years ago. And since we moved it downtown, it's gotten bigger and bigger and it just keeps getting bigger. So,
okay. And where does it take place? I'm sorry.
238 Houston.
238 Houston.
Yep, right off the corner of Houston and 3rd Street.
And this is every Sunday?
Every Sunday since June 23rd, 2024. It's okay. been almost 2 years in that location.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your passion and your desire to feed the hungry and the people that want a meal.
Yeah, so it's really cool when you come down there. It's really welcoming. We don't ask any questions for anybody. So that's one of the reasons why we get a big crowd. And just serving really good food. It's just a really fun time. It's kind of like a block party feel. Mm-hmm. So it's just everybody come down, have a good time, and enjoy your neighbors. And that's kind of why we set it up, just to serve good food and make friends, basically. So,
okay.
Yes, it while it is important to like feed the unhoused and those who are in need, the idea is about feeding everyone. Yes. Like, we currently live in an economy where who can't take a day off of feeding themselves or a family of four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so the idea is just to bring that fellowship in, come and have a meal with your next door neighbor or your unhoused neighbor. Get to know the people around you.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because that's so important. It's not only just people are hungry, but it's about everybody out there. You know, what the economy says out there, that the average person is $400 away from a catastrophe. And right now people are struggling to feed the kids and stuff like that. How important is it for the average person, the citizen, and the person out there struggling, that we get together and be a village and come and break bread?
I'd say it's like of imperative importance. Right now, as you say, they say $400. For a lot of people, it's even less than that. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it's literally, you know, the choice between pay this bill and feed myself or my family for the month.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the people's table does is demystifies who your neighbors are. Mm-hmm. The busier we become as a society, the less connected we are.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to sit down next to somebody who may live less than 100 yards from you and actually get to know them is not an occurrence that we have normally in this city.
Mm-hmm. Now talk about this. You brought up this, but about us getting together, that not only are you having people in certain neighborhoods, but you're having people all over Muskegon County get together and finding out that they have things in common.
Absolutely.
And it's more than the meal in front of them, but they have things in common. Talk about that.
So that's kind of what we're trying to do, actually. The meal is kind of a means to the end. So we're actually trying to just get everybody together, have a conversation, and meet each other and just be a community. And that's kind of how we're making it happen, is just having that meal and having a situation where we all can come together. And if you come down, man, I'll tell you right now, it's every stripe. You'll see every income level. You'll see every color. You'll see every creed. We're down there doing it, and everybody is welcome, and everybody feels welcome. And that's one of the reasons why we have such a big crowd, is because everybody comes out, and there's no judgment, no questions. It's all good. Mm-hmm. So
you experience this in life, where when people come together, you know, we kind of drop our titles and who has what. That it always creates some kind of an atmosphere. And you talk about what it's like down there. What's being created by these people coming together?
So just a friendly atmosphere, but mm-hmm. also just a community. That's really what's being built. You know, like just getting to know your neighbors, learning, being a part of a caring community. Because that's mm-hmm. another thing, too, is like we've got lots of people who the only community they have is the people's table.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to provide that. But it's really nice to bridge all the communities that are in the city. So that way, so we're trying to bring all the other nonprofits down there to kind of get some more ground going. So, mm-hmm. you know, obviously the people's table, we're doing our thing, but the giving table's down there doing their thing, and other people show up too. So really what it is just trying to provide as much as we can for the community, bring as many people out as we can, and just get to know each other and just know that we're all involved and we're all part of this. So
how does this work? Now, do you get money or food donated? Do you guys read out? Do you have partners? Who cooks the food? How does this whole process work from beginning to end?
That's a really, really good question. So from the beginning, we've been funded by HW Farms, Soap Dude Cosmetics. And then since we started, we've been trying to get more sponsors. So Daisy Luck is a huge sponsor of ours. The Lions, the Fruitport Lions, another big sponsor. We're obviously trying to get more. We do table takeovers too. So like Fatty Lumpkins just came out, took over the table. Mm-hmm. Navarro's came out, took over the table. Country Cooking's going to come out, take over the table. So we try to get our budget any way we can, and we do regular donations from regular people too. The food normally gets cooked. I cook all, like 90% of the food. Typically do it out of my house. We're about ready to get into a church or a commercial kitchen to start doing the cooking, because this summer we anticipate probably, gosh, at least 150 meals every Sunday, at least. Right now we're at about 80 to 100 meals every Sunday. So this summer I expect it to go up to probably at least 150 to 175
at least
Sunday. Yep. And so the more donors we can find, the better. I would love to provide, you know, more food. We'd love to provide another meal, and hopefully we'd love to provide one in Muskegon Heights at HW Farms.
Okay.
And these are just all the things that we have in our pipeline, but obviously we need funding for everything. So
guys, talk about HW Farms for people that don't know what that is.
HW Farms is a local urban community garden here in Muskegon Heights, 2639 6th Street, across the street from the Matt's bus station. Mm-hmm. It started in the summer of 2023 as a community garden founded by his brother Joey, and I joined in. Mm-hmm. We initially went for the idea of just making something pretty, put in some boxes, allow people to come and rent a space, mm-hmm. 4x4, 4x8, and realized very quickly that it's inefficient. Okay. Like, you can grow enough stuff in that box to, like, enjoy yourself and feel like you accomplished something, mm-hmm. but not necessarily enough to even feed your house for the summer.
Okay.
So what we've done is we've taken that model and went more teaching. Like, mm-hmm. We grow about 18 different fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
More varieties within there, obviously. Sure. But if you want to learn how to grow eggplant, you can learn how to grow it. If you want to learn how to grow tomato, etc. But when you come to learn, you also leave with produce. Mm. So you're getting to teach, you're getting to purchase, you're getting to learn. And if you want to go home and do that in your own yard, we'll even come and till the spot for you and help you get started.
Nice. Okay. Nice. How, especially these days, how important is people to get back to gardening and learning how to cook their meals instead of going to the store and purchasing stuff?
Well, I mean, we all see what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
It's more important than ever. Number one, for health purposes, when you control what goes into your body, you control what comes out of it. Two, the cost of everything is getting more expensive. And even if the individual items weren't, the gas is.
Yes.
So, like, how can we do this at home and actually make it work? You get out there and you put yourself a 4x8 or 8x4 box outside, and you do it properly, you can feed yourself for most of the summer, and you can come out with enough cans of tomatoes and salsa and stuff like that to go into the winter with as well.
Okay. Nice.
So I'm going to ask you about the garden and as well as at the school. At the garden, are you getting people from the community who are growers themselves, or people who, like, hey, I always wanted to learn about this?
It's been more so people who actually a pretty decent mix.
Okay.
There's a lot of older folks who come down who have the life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of people who are like, this looks pretty. And that is the way that we get them in the door.
Okay.
The school, we've been working with Coalition for Community Development now for two and a half years.
Okay.
And that project has been really good because, honestly, I think it's easier, or you make a greater impact teaching students to garden because they're the ones who are usually at home.
Okay.
I mean, I'm right on the cusp between Generation X and Millennial, mm-hmm. and we was latchkey kids.
Okay.
Like, if I found something that would have kept me around the house, with my parents didn't have to deal with me, gardening would have been a regular household activity.
So imagine, I don't want to get, but growing your age, did you grow up with people growing things around you? You know, we grew up probably with,
yes,
our mothers had gardens, you know, we had to go down to our grandmother's house, and whatever she was growing, we had to pull it up out the ground. Did you guys grow up with that experience?
So me and my brother did. We always had a garden in our backyard, so okay. We were able to just watch it. We didn't really participate much when we were kids, but we were able to watch it and eat the stuff. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so again, we got a generation of, you know, Generation X, Y, whatever, we had Z now, who, again, they didn't grow up with that experience. You kind of said you didn't necessarily do it. How do you get them interested in it? You know, getting their hands in the dirt. You know?
And off the phone.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like the goal is this year to expand because we're working on a curriculum to actually do some teaching at the farm with kids. Mm-hmm. But they're a captive audience at school.
Okay.
They get out of the classroom. We teach them the science part of growing, mm-hmm. starting from like early fives through fifth grade right now.
Okay.
And they actually plant and harvest, do the whole thing.
Yeah.
They find it interesting and uh-huh. it's actually relaxing. Like you got to focus their attention, but they enjoy it once they're doing it. Okay. And that's true of most people, I find at least.
Okay. You know, you talked about, needing donations, those types of things. If folks want to reach you, say, hey, this sounds good. How can they get in contact with you guys?
So you can email us, thepeoplestablemuskegon@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Our phone number is 231-335-3010. And you can contact us via social media on Instagram or Facebook, too.
Okay. Is there any specific, you guys have been doing this almost a year, any specific moment, you know, when you start this, you're always like, I don't know if this is going to work. Was there any specific moment when you started doing this and you go like, you know what, I think we're on to something. I think this is, it's kind of turned to what we had in mind. Was there any moment that comes to mind makes you think that?
Well, for me, it was kind of gradual. I mean, uh-huh. over time, because when we first started it over in Bethlehem Park, uh-huh. we would get small crowds. We'd get, you know, small crowds of kids. And that kind of just fills you up and kind of gets you going. But uh-huh. over time, our crowd gets bigger, it gets bigger, it gets bigger. And then you kind of realize like, yo, we're a part of this community for real now. And people uh-huh. are counting on us. And the okay. last thing we're going to do is let them down. So we just started to commit every Sunday, no matter what, rain, snow, sleet, it does not matter. We're going to come. This Sunday is Easter. We're going to be down there. Our whole team will be down there. It don't matter. We're there okay. no matter what. So that was one of the things. So as it just started to grow, it kind of gives you, it just kind of, you see the impact that you have, and then you just don't want to let it go.
Now, I want you to talk to people because, you know, like I do this on Wednesday. I feed a group of people on Wednesday. Talk to people about making that first step. You have a vision that you want to help the community, but you don't know how to make that first step. Talk about that.
Yeah. So that you know, that's the thing. How do you do it? You know, and what we did is we just did it. You know, like, was it perfect? No, not at all. Mm-hmm. And what I would say, it doesn't have to be perfect. Come mm-hmm. out there. If you have something that you know that you want to do that's good, don't let anything hold you back and just do it. We didn't have much of a budget. We had $300. Mm-hmm. And we just said, okay, my brother was like, let's go to the park and let's serve food. And I was like, okay, I'll cook it. Let's go. And we went down there and we just started, whoever was there, we invited over, and then we just started calling people and, hey, come over. And the crowd just grew like that. Mm-hmm. So you can do it any way you want to do it. Don't be afraid. Just step out and do it.
Okay. But one thing you talked about with the sponsors and like Fatty Lumpkins and some other people that are coming on and taking over the table. How important is that other restaurants and other businesses get involved in this?
So I think it's really cool that they do get involved, and it's really important too, because first of all, you know, what we're trying to do is get at least one a month. That'll offset our budget 25%. That's huge mm-hmm. for us because we mm-hmm. struggle every week to try to scrounge up the money and get the money going for it. Mm-hmm. So having somebody come down once a month, that's huge for us. And then having a local company come out and show some love too, it's just, to me, it's just, you know, it just bridges everything. And gives them the ability to give back too, and so it's just a win-win for everybody.
Especially people like Navarro's, who they just give. Talk to those people, those restaurant owners, those chefs like herself and stuff like that, that own restaurants right now, how they can be impactful. That they can make the meal on Saturday and give you the food, and you just warm it up, but they can be a part of it.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yep, and I'll invite as many people down as we can. Cause like that's the thing. We got probably three or four more restaurants locked in. We'd love to lock in the rest of them for the rest of the year too.
Nice. So,
putting the call out right here.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. It's important to get the local businesses and economy involved, because who is going to take care of us but us? and local businesses are thriving because of the people in this community who provide for them, who are some of the same people at the People's Table.
Hold on. I haven't had a chance to say this in a year, so I got to say it. Stop and repeat it. Preach, brother, what you just said. It's been a year since I had a chance to say that.
But, yeah, basically, like, the businesses thrive because of the customers they serve. Mm-hmm. We are the customers they serve. So come out and give back. We managed to do it on $300 a week as the People's Table. I imagine for a restaurant, it probably costs a little bit more. But when you have years of client base, why not go out and increase the goodwill that you're doing in the community? Because, like, one of the awesome things about the People's Table that I don't feel like we've talked about enough is it's not just about the feeding people. It's about helping serve.
That's right.
There's a lot of people who come down and don't eat, even though the food is fantastic. My Sunday meal comes from there every week. I never thought anything.
Okay.
But the idea is some people come and get full off the service. Mm. Some people need the meal, and some people come for clothing or whatever it may be, like from the giving table. But like the idea is that everybody leaves full in some capacity, whether it's a meal or your spirit is lifted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm so glad you said that, we all do community things, but for people who haven't had that experience of just doing something for somebody and you not get anything in return, whether it's people give you gratitude, but just doing something for other people. And so you give people that opportunity. So again, we hope some other folks in the community jump on that bandwagon. As you were saying, I was going to say, we make decisions all the time about businesses based on, I read this article and I don't like how they treat people. And sometimes we make those decisions like, this business does some nice stuff in the community. I think I'll just buy a meal from there today. And so, we can be a little altruistic, but it can also be good business to give back to your community. So we'll echo you guys' appeal for folks to, if they're interested, step up and maybe come out and give you all some support. Have you picked up extra volunteers from people who come out there? From when you started, people have been come out there and say, hey, I want to help out.
Oh, yeah. As the volunteer coordinator, we've gotten to the point where we've really had to start to, implement more rules and structure to how it's ran. Because we've had a couple weeks down there where we have, 25 volunteers and we're serving, 75, 85 people. Yeah. You got to work it out and make it make sense.
Uh-huh. But that's a good problem to have.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna put a challenge out there I'm gonna donate some money today to you guys, and that's going out to fellow chefs, restaurant owners and stuff like that, because I know the more money and the more stuff that you guys have, the bigger impact that you have. So I'm gonna put that challenge out to you guys today. Let me ask you guys a question. What time do you start serving people? And you just serve until you just run out of food.
Yep. We typically serve 3 o'clock. And then we serve till we run out. And usually we're serving till about 4:30-ish. And like I say, I'm trying to get a bigger budget this summer. I'm trying to get more food on the floor. So hopefully we'll be serving till 5. But yeah, we're going to serve until the food is gone. And if there's leftovers, and usually there's not, we usually take it to local pantries and just drop them off there. But yeah, we're going until the end.
Okay. I like to ask people this, if you sit back and dream, you talk about where, how you started, where you're serving now, where do you see that? In your dreams at night, where do you see this going? How big do you see this going? What do you want to take it to?
So we're looking at hopefully getting a building someday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that building has a kitchen in there, so that way we could cook our meal in there and do mm-hmm. our thing in there. Hopefully it's big enough so that way if in the wintertime we can invite any of our unhoused community in and say, hey, we've got a room for you. We're not going to allow you to freeze outside. Hopefully there's extra room in that same building for other charities to set mm-hmm. up take an office in there. Mm-hmm. So these are just some of the visions that we have, but mm-hmm. also another meal in the most immediate future. I would love to see another meal happen at HW Farms in Muskegon Heights. Even if we can only do it once a month, start there. And then maybe every Wednesday or every, you know, first Wednesday, something like that, and then try to move to every Wednesday.
You just brought up something. You brought up that there are a lot of people out there that do not have homes, do not have places to stay, that are cold at night, and that I really need you to talk to people that there's a need out there and that there are actually homeless people that need help.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're actually – so the People's Table does what we do. We serve food. But one of the things we're trying to get involved in, too, is we're trying to get involved in more unhoused community initiatives. So, like, one of the initiatives that we're working on is the local impact network, and we're talking about building, like, an unhoused community where everybody can come be safe. So if ever anybody's interested in that, look up Local Impact Network on Facebook and you'll see it all. But basically we're talking about building a gated community for unhoused people. Mm-hmm. to boil it down. But
okay. Good. HW Farms, talk about where we are. What are some of the plans you have for the future going forward?
We're getting ready to launch into our new season, which will be right around Mother's Day. Right now, we are have few thousand seeds started in my basement right now.
Okay.
We've gotten the ground ready. And we're also preparing for a seedling sale that we're going to do starting the week before Mother's Day.
Okay.
So if people want to come and take something beautiful for mom, bring it home that's useful, come see us at HW Farms. Watch our Facebook page. There'll be stuff coming there. We'll be starting teaching again the first week of May,
okay,
around the 7th or 8th, if I'm not mistaken. Beyond that, we're just trying to use our social media to push the vision. Currently, we give a gardening tip every day. We've been doing that most of the year, and started a Black Fact during Black History Month and have continued that through, because as we're coming up with those, there's so many people that haven't been acknowledged,
mm-hmm,
or heard of that felt like it's necessary to highlight those people, mm-hmm, because right now we live with an administration that does not want to highlight us.
Mm-hmm.
So if nobody else will do it, we will ourselves, same as the People's Table. And also the other thing we're working with is Watches Go Boating Muskegon, where we're taking local kids out and teaching them how to kayak.
Okay,
awesome.
Then that's a summer program that'll be starting in June.
All right. I want you guys to speak and declare right now. You have not because you asked not. Right now, I want you guys that there's a business out there that has a building that needs. You guys could be a perfect fit. Talk to that business owner right now and say, we need that building. We can help the community. You can help the community make this happen. Talk to that person.
Yeah, so we have a huge impact. That's one thing I'll say. If you've ever come downtown, you'll see it, especially in the summertime. We have a huge impact. You give us anything, you know, we're good stewards of anything, any of our donations. So if somebody did gift us a building, we'd be really grateful. Number one, the community would benefit huge. We could have an even bigger impact than we have now, which is already big, but we can make it happen almost daily if we had the funding, but the building would be like the basic start of it all. And so if somebody could gift us something like that or get us on the road to that, that would be huge.
Right.
Yes. Come and be the change you want to see in the world.
All right.
Larry, help us make a difference.
Larry, Josh, look, thank you guys for what you're doing in the community. You guys, you're making a difference. Thanks for coming in today, folks. It's the People's Table. You know, people always want a place to, like, everybody's different. You want a place to make an impact, contribute some of your time, your dollars, your effort in the community. Here's a good opportunity for you. Thanks again so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back with our next guest for the afternoon.
And welcome back to 103.7 The B, Community Focus. I'm Gregory Roberts with Pastor Melvin Burns. And who do we have in the house today?
Grace, we have Charlie's Angels here. No, we upgraded the look of the studio quite a bit. Let me introduce you to these ladies. Well, I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and we're going to talk about some exciting things they have going on.
All right. Hey, y'all. I am Angel. I'm actually the face of the brand. You see me on all the flyers, but I'm Angel.
I am Ashley. I am the CEO of the brand Glow. And then we got Ms. Gardena here. I know she wants to say that. And I'm Gardena, and I'm just here to help out. Okay.
So, Glow, tell us about Glow.
Glow, we started about 5 years ago, I think. It started with body scoping. I'm a nurse, and people are into health and trying to get fitted, lose interest in things of that nature. So I started with body scoping and doing the theta massages for the girls who have surgeries or whatnot. So it started there, and I just always liked the fashion. So started there, and then we did jogger suits, and we just took pictures, just kind of play with it. We didn't really do anything, just put some joggers on with a logo and just took photos and see how that went. And people started purchasing them and were interested in it. But I knew I didn't want to go that lane because joggers and urban apparel and things like that, I would rather support those that are already doing it, you know, like Helm or Thrower, you know, just to name a few. I'd rather support those people. And I want to kind of stay in my lane. And I don't know, some just hit me with like swimsuits, swimwear. I know I'm not the first one to do swimsuits, but like no one's doing it here. And right. I don't want to be in competition, even though if I did urban apparel, you know, it's people go support who they want to support. So mm-hmm. it's enough money to go out there and support them, support you and come to me. But I didn't want to be in no, I just wanted to be in my own lane. So I was like, dang, swimsuit. So so I played with the swimsuit just how I did the joggers. Okay. And it was a hit. Sorry to say it, but like sex sales. So as soon as I said swimsuit, I was like, oh yeah. So like that's what I wanted actually. And it kind of went hand in hand with the bodies I'm doing. It's all about feeling good, looking good. And yeah, I did the swimsuits 1 year. And then the second year, I did swimsuits with some lingerie and like sleepwear. And they love that. So I would definitely be bringing those two back to the fashion show this year.
That's great that they swims because I'm a swim instructor. So.
That's right. See, y'all thought he was getting excited for another reason. He's a swim instructor.
Yes. Finding something classy. Yes. All right. But talk to people out there, especially, you know, the importance of getting out there, but looking nice.
Yeah.
And classy.
Yes. That's what it's about. Being your best self, you know. So it's swimsuits, but it's for every body type, you know. It's not all two pieces or a thong. It could be a one piece. I have men, women, children, his and hers. Whatever you need for those vacations, I have them. So kids, we have children. So, yeah, it's for everybody. Everybody go on vacation. Everybody go swim, you know. So you need a swimsuit. So why not support your local and your small business?
Now, see, I'm thinking now I need some of y'all to design something for me when I'm teaching my swim lessons now and put your logo on the back. That would be great. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But I think, like, at the fashion show, though, if when you come, you see all different types of sizes, shapes. Anyway, yes. So I feel like to see exactly how our swimsuits look on others, you definitely can come to the fashion show and see. We literally be having different types. Like, we have kids, tall, short, just a bunch.
I think that's important. Talk about that. Yeah. You know, having swimsuits for, because we're all different shapes and sizes.
Yes.
That thin, the only thing is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit, being proud of who you are.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like with most of our swimsuits, like we're kind of we're not just targeting like just one. So I feel like it feels like amazing that like people can feel confident with just coming to us, asking for certain swimsuits, asking if we got certain sizes, and we do. Most of the time, you ask for certain sizes, they don't have them, or plus sizes, we don't have them, or, you know, like, a lot of people are wearing things that really don't fit their body or don't really, like, you know, go well. So I feel like we got so many options of variety. So, like, you got one piece or you got two pieces to cover up things, like, just a bunch of options. So I feel like it feels good that we have people that even want to model that's, like, different shapes and sizes and that want to just show up for us to like show that like, hey, I can wear this too, and I can walk, and I'm comfortable in my skin. So nice. I'm happy that our bathing suits or certain bathing suits make people comfortable. Like I can walk in this, I can be free in this, I can walk in front of hundreds of people and feel okay, feel good. Cause I feel like that's a sacred moment, like a, you know, vulnerable moment to just be out there with just a swimsuit sometimes. And you're just like, oh, I don't know. But to be able to walk and to be able to show and to be able to like sell it, to try to sell it as well.
Now we've alluded to the fashion show. Let's talk about that and give people the details on the fashion show.
So the fashion show, we, our first one was in a mansion, and even though I do swimwear, and the first year was swimwear, and then now we collaborated with swimwear and sleep attire. We also have vendors. We have vendors that come out with their products, and it don't just have to be clothes. So the idea is to have every small business and just collaborate with what you got going on in all one site. So we have other vendors that comes, other designers like Ardina participate in our fashion show as well and broadcast their things that they sell or with her that she create and design. It don't have to be just clothes either. Frames is one of our vendors this year, so we'll have shades there. Lady does jewelry. Women are into these bead and things on their stomach and earrings and things like that. So it could be different variety of vendors. It don't just have to be just clothes. And the idea behind it is just gathering all our small businesses and giving back to the community and have them different tables and things so they could come and support one another. So I'm not in competition. It's supposed to be everyone coming together.
There you go. Yeah. Gardena, you've been making clothes for a long time. How does it feel to be working with these two ladies?
It feels great. It feels really great. Ashley's really great. We do a lot together as far as getting everything organized and just help with the groundwork. And it's good. She makes me feel welcome. Mm-hmm. I know she don't, you know, she opens the door. I can actually do what I want as far as, you know, with the fashion show as well. So it's kind of open to me. And I enjoy that. I enjoy doing the fashion show. So
nice.
It gives me opportunity to, you know, show some of the pieces that I do.
Mm-hmm. So the date of your next show is?
May 2nd.
Okay.
May 2nd. Be there.
And it'll take place where?
At the Thousand Oaks in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
So, the doors will open at 4:00. And that includes admission to come in, and it includes food, all the vendors, entertaining. We got a lot. We give away prizes. I'm always into giving away things. So, it's a lot that's going to go into the purchasing of your ticket. You're going to enjoy yourself. Each year, it just gets bigger and better. Yes. And it's exciting to see different pieces, different swimwears. I always got to get creative with swimwears now. And like I said, different sizes all the way up to, I believe, like a 5X I go to. So it's from petite, small to 5X because I want to be for everybody. No, everyone is not a size 0. I want to be realistic for people, regardless what size you are, being comfortable with yourself.
You got to go 2 sizes. You got to go to the refrigerator size up to you ain't made it quite up there. You had 5X. You got to go up 2 more steps.
You can make it happen.
Now let's talk, you know, when we get, we like getting a lot of guests in here, but, you know, there's the, you know, the fashion side, but talk about the business side for people that always, you know, we, a lot of people want to, we interview a lot of people starting off with business or even been in a while, and we always like to have them give advice to other people that are thinking of starting a business or just getting started. Share some of your experience and what advice you'd have for people who are thinking of jumping out there.
You want to start Gardena? Because you've been with me for a while. Yeah.
We should say the legendary Gardena. Yes. Yeah. We should put that in front of your name.
Man, the OG speak first.
Yes, yes.
Well, because I just believe if it's something you want to do, you should do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're scared to do it, it's never going to happen.
Okay.
You have to just step out on faith and believe that you can. Yeah. So starting a business, you may have to register with the city, the state, the federal, you know, get all that in place and go. Mm-hmm. And which a lot of people want to start businesses, but they don't realize that you have to give it at least 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Profit, non-profit, you have to give it at least 3 years. So
or holding it. We had to go 5.
Well, and generally it is longer than that, but it's just, you know, a lot of people think that they're going to start a business in the first year, they're going to be rich or something. And it's a lot of work, you know, dealing with people and dealing with others is a lot of work. So you have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I can tell you this, it's better to have your own business than to work, go to work and do a 9-to-5 for somebody else.
Okay.
And then they can close the doors and not even tell you. And
that just happened.
That's happened a number of times.
You find out when you show up. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So, yeah, more than once.
So I recommend if it's something in your mind, get your thoughts together and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts that you want to share?
To piggyback what she said, it doesn't just happen overnight, but if you're passionate about it, just stick through it. What I have learned over the years is, for one, strangers support me more than people that I thought would, people that I know. So my strangers are my biggest fan. If it's something you're passionate about, it's not going to always go well. But if you're passionate about it, you just got to stick through it. And like she said on faith, like it just struck me when she said that, you got to have mustard seed faith. I'm biblical and I'm really deep into church, Amen. But you got to have faith because sometimes it don't look right. But if it's something you're passionate about, you just got to know God go carry you, you know, like for the fashion show. I promote Must Out because I like to have, let people have enough notice, and I have vendors so they can have time getting their products. I need my stuff come from China. So that takes months to come.
Right.
Preparation. Mm-hmm. So I always give notice out way ahead of time, and ticket sales be slow. It goes slow. It might not be none, and I'm just like, oh, I'm putting all this money into it, and that's where that faith come in at, because I know us, they go, it spikes the week of, you know, then it go crazy. They crashed the system last year, you know, everyone getting it all at once. So, but you just gotta have faith. If it's something you're passionate about, don't give up. Encourage yourself, get around other entrepreneur people to encourage you, be uplifting, stay away from negative people, and just stick through it. That faith, you gotta have that mustard seed faith.
The reason I was going crazy here, because you think that the people that you really think that is going to support you.
Yeah.
You know, it was like in my case, I want steak, lobster, and I want this, and I want it at $1.50 a person. No, you don't. Talk, and I want the hookup. Sorry, no hookup here. But you get a lot of that.
Yeah, I always see people on vacation knowing they bought some swimsuits, but you didn't come holler at your girl. I would have showed love. I always give discounts. She, Garnet, do begin on me about that. Like, you got to know in my account and Ashley Forrest, you got to know your price and your worth too. Right. But starting off, you always feeling like you got to give discounts to get your name out there, but always pay yourself too, you know, don't go into debt with stuff like that. But I always get discount because you came to support me, because I know you could easily go to Walmart. You could easily order our Shein. It's probably $5. But right. The fact that you chose to come support me, I appreciate that. I'm going to give love back, you know?
You know, you say that we had a guest on maybe a year or two ago, and he was talking about news, but he said, we have to be better consumers. But our consumerism just can't be where I get the lowest price. Now, money, we all wear our money. But it just can't be where we get the lowest price.
Yes.
You know, will I pay a dollar more because I know you give back to the community? Will I pay a dollar more because, you know what, I know you care about things going on in my community. I know what other things you support. And so, and you're not, I'm saying this, for our consumerism, we got to make some better choices.
Yeah.
You know, we give to... we give to corporations and they turn around and donate somebody and they get all the credit. I was like, wait a minute, I gave you all my change for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. And so as you're saying, I hope people, you know, you're here in the communities, you're, you know, you talk about, you know, people come to you, you're appreciative of that. You know, other places give you a receipt and they say, I think it says thank you on there. It's faded out now. And so I hope people consider that. You know, we have real live people here that are doing something. These are people you can touch, you can talk to, shake their hand, and so I hope people consider that.
And this is quality. You talk about quality and making sure it's your name on the line and making sure that the product is a great product.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna put nothing out there that ain't gonna look good.
Yeah. Because you know they're gonna come back and tell you about it.
Yeah, right.
Like, girl, this seam don't look right.
Yeah,
I'm sure she can vouch to it too. When you design and created something and your name and logo on that, you take pride in that. And sure. You don't want people with your stuff falling off and stuff and like, oh yeah, I got this from Gardena and the zip of this stuff, or this Ashley and the logo washing off. You know, you want to take pride in your stuff. And I do. Like, it's good quality and it's reasonable. I never came in business trying to hit people over the head with prices. And to piggyback what we kind of said earlier, now that I am in a business and an entrepreneur, I like to support other people. Like you said, it's the where your money goes. So I would rather support our local people and our small business owners versus going, I ain't been to Walmart. Thanks, it's COVID. Like, I'd rather support our own, because now I get it, being a small business, we need that support. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to come together.
Right.
And it's good in our city, because there's so much money going out of the city every day.
All nonsense. And stuff inflating and stuff. Like Ardina, she made stuff from scratch. Been doing it for years. She was scratching out, draw it out for you, and literally make it. You got your own creation that you thought of, and she designing and make it happen for reasonable. You know, it's going to fit you. She going to knit it at a fit your shape, regardless what your shape is or not. But you still rather go out and go somewhere else.
And then bring it back to me to get alterations.
Yeah. Well, we hope folks are, you know, listening. Again, the show is May 2nd.
It's May 2nd. Actually, I would like to give out 2 tickets. I don't know how you want to do that.
Okay.
I want to do one, but it's kind of weird to give out one and you ain't got a buddy to kind of talk to or whatever.
Okay.
I would like to give out 2 tickets. I don't know if y'all want to do a number caller or I don't know how y'all want to go about with it, but I would like to give out 2 tickets. I just need their name.
Okay. I'll tell you what we do, because this goes international and we want to make sure we get it out. So this is what we do. Today is what?
April 3rd.
The first 2 people that come to the radio station.
Okay.
Get it. So the first 2 people that come today will get those tickets. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next week.
All right.
But if you, hopefully you come before 4:30. All right.
You got an hour and a half.
The first two people get the tickets. Now, because this show repeats.
Yes.
We don't want you coming next week.
April 3rd. Today is April 3rd.
This is April 3rd.
Early the week of, they go crazy.
This is Good Friday. This day. Come this day. All right. And we'll get the tickets away.
And this is the last giveaway. We've been doing raffles. People been donating. I know y'all like free stuff and things, but things cost. So this is the last time you will be able to get free tickets. And that's right here. 103.7 to beat.
Yeah. Are there any sponsors you want to shout out that are helping you with the event taking place on the
2nd? Gardena is the huge one right there. I'm telling you, she is huge. Gardena been riding with me, y'all, helping me get the venue, the food, pieces, when stuff do come need to be altered, things like she is just so hands-on. It's amazing, and I'm thankful. She came in like she happy that she was doing it or whatnot. I'm the one grateful. She the queen of this. So to be, it's an honor and a privilege to have her hold my hand and walk me through these steps, because she's done it, you know. So I really appreciate her, and she go from day one. It just every step of the way, just hands on. That's why I wanted her here. And she's going to be showing her amazing pieces too on the fashion show.
Okay.
So this is a big shout out. I want to shout out to Gardena. She's been amazing.
Now you talked about this earlier, and I want to talk. It's Good Friday. And then I want to talk about, you said you're a faith person. Mm-hmm. How important is you taking your faith and putting it into the product?
It's huge. You got to have it, because not everything look nice. You know, like we said with the ticket sales, from ticket sales, they go slow at first and go crazy towards the end. My models, I always get more models, because I learn people pass away, people get sick. I have people had to have surgery, so they drop out. So I got to make sure I have enough models that if they drop off, I'm still able to have a successful show. I have to have a team. I can't do this all by myself. For one, I'm in a nursing program. I go to school every day. So I can't be in these different places at once. So to have a strong team that can answer questions for the models, answer questions when I'm not available. Everyone that needs to be in place from the food, the caterers to the DJ, like everyone plays an important part, and all that brings on this incredible show. she's the face of the brand. So having her making sure that she together and she's taking a photo, all three flyers, this to her face been on there. So my host, making sure I got a great host because I'm in the back. I always got to make sure my models and everything together in the back scene. So I got to make sure the people that's out there is holding it down, making sure y'all entertained. You're not getting bored. You know, right. You got to have a good team, a good solid team. It take a village.
Mm-hmm.
That faith, because you can't do nothing without God. You ain't got God. You like everything God. Like I'm trying to be a missionary. I'm trying to throw God on people, but like he got to be the center of all the tension. I talk to God all the time. I pray every day. Read my Bible. Like you got to have faith.
That's okay. I'm about to do a lap around the studio. Though. That's okay. That's okay.
And I kind of battle with that. It's a different topic because I am a junior missionary than a swimsuit. So I got women that got swimsuits, wearing two piece. I have one wear a thong, and I have to advertise that. So I kind of battle with that too. But I don't think God gave me this vision. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. It's swimsuits. Yeah. Everyone wears swimsuits. Everyone go on vacation and wear swimsuits. Victoria's Secret, when you go. Pretty soon when you walk in Walmart, that's going to be right at the door, this swimsuit. Yeah. So why is it wrong for me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Plus, we have a lot of water.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the summer, Lake Michigan is packed. So.
Yes.
And then the lingerie that I just now support. You got a spouse, you really don't y'all want us to spice it up a little bit? Like,
you provide a product. What people do it is their business. Yeah. You know, I ain't telling you who to wear it with. I'm just telling you I sell it. You know?
Yeah. And then to move forward, once I am done with school, I do want to bring scrubs. I'm real deep into the health. I'm working for my nurse practitioner. So I want to bring scrubs with like fashion to it, not crazy like fur and stuff like that, but like, you know, that's a crazy zipper going crisscross. Why is zipper going like that? You know, like, because we got these boring scrubs, so I do want to put health scrubs out there.
And that's just you still carrying your faith, because you kind of like the trial and error from body sculpting, swimsuits, like, you know, her trying different things, like, it'd be inspiring me too, because I'm like, well, you're going out there and you just doing whatever you got your mindset to, you're doing it, and you're seeing, like, what works for you and the brand. So even though you're giving everybody else their flowers, you too, because you're going out there, you betting on yourself, like you're doing it. So I don't know.
Okay, Christian couples. It's not like y'all listen to Kirk Franklin. You know you listen to Luther and you wear something nice. Come on now, Christian couples now. Keep it spicy.
So y'all get 8-9 kids listen to the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Great out thy faithfulness. No, you're not doing
y'all
that.
Y'all should come. Okay, y'all should come.
So do you have mentors that have helped you as you've gotten into business?
No,
you're a mentor. You brought yours with you, okay.
She inspired me so much because when I first came out with it, you know, I don't want to call them haters, but sometimes that's what they call it.
They motivated.
The backlash that I got, because I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I don't like stitch, you know, I don't make them, you know, I design them, and I have a vendor that do all this. So I got backlash, like, she don't even make her stuff, and she, you know, and I don't, but those that do, you're more than welcome to be in the show. It's open to anyone. If you have clothes and you're a designer, you can come and be on a fashion show and let people see your stuff. People love it. They love it. Yeah. They come from all over. People literally travel from South Carolina, Tennessee. I have a model from Atlanta. I had twins came and auditioned from Chicago. Like, they traveled to come to the show. Like, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I want to expand it. But I'll be having to limit myself too, because like I said, I'm a student. So I only can do so much. I want to do more, but I'll be having to box myself in sometimes. But it's going to happen. I see the vision.
You talked about
God
scrubs.
Gave me the vision.
What else? And I love to ask entrepreneurs this. You talked about the scrubs. What else do you have? You see in the vision you'd like to get into in the future?
I want to travel with this. I want to travel because it'd be like Fashion Week in Atlanta, and it'd be stuff in Detroit. I really see it like being on the road. I can see that happening because it keeps expanding. And people, even when I go places, they're like, why you ain't ask me to be a model? They approach me and say something regarding the fashion show.
Uh-huh.
I can model it. You got swimsuit for me, like everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. So I'm just knowing that it's expanding. So I will. My vision, if the Lord will, I would like to put it on the road.
Okay. So give us the details, the dates, the times, and how to get tickets. We're at the top of the hour.
Yeah. So I have a page, Glow Body Element. So you can go on my page. It's May 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd at Three Oaks in Grand Rapids. My Facebook is Marie AK. It's on Ticket Spice. So it's Glow Element. third annual. It's our third today. Wow. Fashion yeah. show. So, and we got two tickets here waiting on somebody to come get them.
All right.
All right. An hour and a half.
Listen, at the end of the show, we always talk about, you know, it's Good Friday. But I want to dedicate this last session to a person. We always talk about go out and do something good for somebody. To Al Nichols and his family,
yes.
I want to really thank them. I know they're going through a hard time right now. But here's a man that read the Bible and demonstrated what you were supposed to do. Visit the sick, love on people, and all the things that he has done. To the family, I want to thank you for all the love that he shared and you sharing him. And to, I'm just, you know, talk about this. Yeah,
I echo your sentiment. I mentioned to one of his son the other day, he was a gift to our community.
Yes. And
we appreciate the family sharing him with us. He made every person that he come in contact with feel like that was the best part of his day. And so he's going to be missed, and he made a serious imprint on our community.
So as we say, it's a weekend. You never know who you have a chance to touch. Yes. Go out and reach somebody, and you can change somebody for life. This has been the show for the week. I am back.
Good to
Although
back.
I do have to take next week off to be at my mother's birthday party.
Yeah,
but sure. I am. It really is nice to be back. The voice is coming back. And Melvin, again, I want to thank you and everybody else for holding it down.
All right. It's good to have you back, brother. All right. We'll see you all next week.